I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The latest research suggests that regular exercise during breast cancer treatment can help manage treatment side effects. Dr. Jennifer Harper is here to talk about the benefits of exercise for breast cancer patients. Dr. Harper is a professor of radiation oncology at Hollings Cancer Center, and she is the developer of the Survivors Fit Club for breast cancer survivors at MUSC. Dr. Harper, tell us about the importance of exercise during breast cancer treatment.
There have been tremendous strides made in the treatment of breast cancer with improvements in systemic therapies like chemotherapy and endocrine therapy. But these treatments have long-term side effects, and sometimes the side effects can limit a woman's ability to tolerate the intervention. So there's emerging data that suggests exercise can decrease treatment-related toxicities. For example, many women who undergo chemotherapy for breast cancer will report chemo brain, which is a cognitive decline that's experienced during the course of chemotherapy and may persist for years afterwards. But there's a recent nationwide cohort study that demonstrated women with moderate physical activity prior to and through chemotherapy had improved cognitive function long term. And the reported exercises that were completed by this cohort were simple, accessible things like walking, taking the stairs, and gardening.
What other ways might exercise help with side effects from treatment?
There are many women who have estrogen-driven breast cancers, and medications are used to block the body's production of estrogen and decrease the hormonal fuel for the breast cancer. But these medications can cause significant side effects like joint aches and arthralgias. So as a recent randomized trial demonstrated that a self-directed home-based walking program mitigated many of the joint aches and increased long-term tolerance of these estrogen-blocking medications.
Can exercise affect breast cancer outcomes?
Yes. There's epidemiologic data from a very famous cohort study known as the Nurses' Health Study. And women in that cohort who had breast cancer and did the equivalent of walking 3 to 5 hours a week had a reduction in their breast cancer mortality at 10 years. And the largest benefit in that population were postmenopausal women with estrogen-driven breast cancers.
And how might regular exercise benefit postmenopausal breast cancer patients or breast cancer survivors?
The most common form of breast cancer in postmenopausal women is that driven by estrogen. The most common source of estrogen in the body for postmenopausal women will be adipose tissue, also known as fat. Exercise can reduce body fat and thereby reduce circulating levels of estrogen.
And how much exercise might someone going through breast cancer treatment be doing each week?
First, we'd recognize that the treatment course can vary dramatically from one patient to the next. So it'd be very important for a woman to work closely with her oncologist and primary care provider to develop an exercise activity program that's tailored to her fitness level and where she is in the course of her treatment.
Is exercise now typically being incorporated into breast cancer treatment plans?
Yes, many cancer centers around the country, including Hollings Cancer Center, are now recognizing that exercise is cancer medicine. We are utilizing physical activity to reduce peripheral neuropathy, which is a common side effect associated with breast cancer chemotherapy, and we've developed the Survivors Fit Club, which is a group exercise and wellness program for women who are entering their survivorship phase.
Dr. Harper, thanks for this update about exercise for breast cancer patients.
Thank you. My pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.